Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
You and I, Bob, spend a lot of time, obviously, here at the studio. We're not always in the studio, though. We do have our own office.
Yep.
It's not the most exciting of offices. We don't even have a window that leads to outside.
Yeah, no outside light. I think you've done a good job this year dressing it up. You put up a puppy calendar.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say you bought some sort of roadside artwork, but I think you actually painted that yourself, didn't you?
I did paint it myself.
Painting up.
I've been trying because it's just that boring office grey colour and we need a little something to spice it up. Now, it needs more. We've got a lot of wall space and I was having a bit of a think about this over the weekend and that's when it came to me. Queen Elizabeth II. She's obviously celebrating her platinum jubilee at the moment. I was like, wouldn't it be nice to just sort of pay homage to Lizzie herself, you know? Pop her up in the office somewhere. And
right.
That's where
okay.
My research comes in. There's a person that can help us with this, Bob. And it's none other than our member for Barker, Tony Passon.
What is going on? What is this plan?
So according to my research, every single Australian is entitled to a free portrait of the Queen or the reigning monarch of that time, right? You can write into your local
Jeez,
member.
You've got to get in quick to get one of the Queen,
you've
I reckon.
You've got to. I'm sure they're running low on stock as we speak. But you do.
would you do another run at this stage? Would you do another printing of the Queen ones?
Well, that's my concern. I think we have to get in on this quickly. Of course, Tony Passon's a member for Barker. He's the guy that we have to write to get ourselves a portrait. We're entitled to it, Bob, and I think it would look beautiful sitting up in our office.
You know what? Put me down for one as well. I realised in cleaning the house, I don't really have anything on the walls anywhere.
I would love it if your rental inspection person came in and there was just a portrait of Queen Elizabeth on the wall.
Yeah, look, my dad would be impressed. He'd be on side with me.
Well, look, I have put together a short email. I think it captures exactly what we need. I'm going to just pitch it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Mr. T. Pass.
Oh, that's good. That's really good, actually. I pity the fool.
Our walls are bare, our heart without monarchy. We would really love a picture of Queen Lizzie. Kindest regards, Brooke.
Now, that kind of rhymed, didn't it?
It did. I wanted it to be a little poetic.
That's really good. Just make it two portraits of Queen Lizzie because I need one.
Done. We'll put one up for you as well.
Hit send on that.
Don't get on board this train. We need to secure our own portrait before anyone else can write in, but we're going to email it off today, Bob, and stay tuned.
He's going to be swamped.